Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Here you go.
Your From biggest, the angry young man to the dumb young man.
Your biggest knuckleheads of the day. Well, let's start off with a guy who showed up drunken in the courthouse for his DUI here.
Yeah, this guy's 56 years old. He has 3 DUIs on his record and shows up at 11 o'clock in the morning to answer to those charges completely schnockered.
I'm here for my 4th.
Yeah.
And our other 9:30 knucklehead runner-up, 83-year-old Edna, the bank robber from New York, Waverly, New York, tried robbing a bank. Well, I guess she did rob a bank last Friday, pushed a note across to the teller saying that she had 2 hand grenades and a pistol in her purse, and if the teller cooperated, no one would get hurt. So I guess the teller did cooperate, but then hit the alarm button, and then as Edna was exiting.
And Edna actually wrote that ransom note on some nice stationery, too.
But she does not beat out the guy from Eastern Washington, the guy with the U-Haul.
Knucklehead.
Number 1 nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
This happened in Omak on the highway out there. Cops see this U-Haul going down the highway with an SUV hanging out the back of the U-Haul. I guess what this guy tried to do is he tried to load the SUV into the U-Haul, and he got it in there, but he couldn't get it in there entirely.
Probably just like a 15-foot box truck.
It looks like a smaller one.
Leaving the ass into that SUV hanging out, so we better throw a strap on it.
So that's how he drove it around. And I guess he was, and I don't know, it does not say in the story how long of a distance this guy had traveled with that thing hanging out the back end. But cop pulled him over, fined him $139. His license was suspended. And that was the end of it. He shut him down there. And then the cop impounded the U-Haul, right?
Impounded both of them, yeah.
9:30 knucklehead winner from the state of Washington today. Inspired a lot of interesting U-Haul abuse stories this morning on the Brad and John Show. My favorite one was, though, the guy who rented a U-Haul just to use it as landscaping, or to help with his landscaping, right?
He was using it as scaffolding where he could get up and cut this hedge down, stand on top of the box, and get to the top of the hedge.
That's the only reason he rented it. He drove a few miles down the road to the U-Haul store. Got one.
$19, whatever.
Borrowed it for an hour and a half, and then returned it and used it for that purpose. Thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.
One of the cool things they do on Tuesday is kids under 12 eat free. With every, you know, you have a paying adult, the kids under 12 eat free. Check out AnacortesRockfish.com.
The Brad and John Show, home of the 9:30 Knucklehead. Powered by the Rockfish Grill and Anacortes Brewery. Serving Northwest food and great beers. And on tap now, the Knucklehead Red. Delicious new brew, perfect for any day. Check out the menu, event schedule, and live music lineup at AnacortesRockfish.com. Located on the corner of 4th and Commercial in downtown Anacortes. Don't be a knucklehead. Get to the Rockfish Grill.